A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Nun Hei, Sukkah 55b, pagination page 110, starting from the top of the page. One of the interesting things about the Karbanos of Sukkis is that, as described in the end of Parshas Pinchas, the Karbanos, in one regard, continually get less and less as the Yom Tov progresses. We're talking about the Purim, the bulls that were brought on Sukkot, and they start with 13 on the first day of Sukkot. By the time you're up to the Yom HaShavi'i, you are on the seventh day, you're up to seven, you're down to seven bulls. Chazal tell us that the number of Purim brought on Sukkot adds up to 70, which, as the Gemara will tell us, corresponds to the 70 nations of the world. As our Gemara presents it, we are atoning, we are providing atonement for the nations of the world so that they should be blessed. Our Mishnah tells us that there was a special style by which they would allocate the different karbanos to the different mishmaros of Kohanim, the different families, watches of the Kohanim, because on the holiday, the regular rotation that only a specific mishmar of Kohanim was in the Beis HaMikdash, on the regal, all of that is off. They're all there for the holiday. And therefore they had to split the Karbanos among all 24 Mishmaros, all 24 shifts. So our Mishnah tells us how that was done. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Hayu Sham Yud Gimel Parim, there are 13 of these bulls, Elim Shnayim, the rams are two. V'sa'ir echad, and one goat. Nishtairu sham yudalid kivasim, the remaining 14 lambs are going to be divided among Lishmona Mishmaros, eight Mishmaros, eight remaining families of Kohanim. So whenever you're doing this math, and it's fairly simple if you're methodical about it, the 13 Purim that's going to take care of 13 families, two rams brings you up to 15 families that are going to be taken care of. Sa'ir Echad, the one goat, brings you up to a number of 16. And the 24 Mishmoros, minus 16, that were taken care of, leaves you eight families to take care of the 14 lambs, 14 kvasim. And from there, the Mishnah explains how we go about splitting the 14 kvasim, these 14 remaining karbanos, the lambs, among the eight families of Kohanim that remain. Bayom Rishon, on the first day, so we said 16 are taken care of by the regular karbanos, so what remains is Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. Six of the families will bring two each of the kvasim, v'hasha'or echad echad, and the remaining two families will bring one each. Basheni, on the second day of Sukkot, where instead of 13 parim, there are only 12 parim to be had, So the total number of families that's taken care of by the regular karbanos was 15. Chamisha makriv mishnayim shnayim. When we get up to the kivosim, we're going to have five families do two each. Vahashor echad echad, and the remaining will do one each. Bashlishi, on the third day of Sukkos, where 14 families are taken care of by the first set of karbanos. So when it gets to the kvosim, dalid makrivim shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad. Four families will do two each, and the remaining five will do one each. Baravi'i, on the fourth day of Sukkos, where those early set of karbanos is only 13 families getting taken care of. Shloshim makrivim shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad. So three families will do two kvasim each, and the remaining will do one each. Bachamishi, on the fifth day of Sukkos, 12. Shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad. Bashishi, on the sixth day, 11 are taken care of by the original set of karbanos, and therefore echad makriv shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad. One family does two, and the remaining, which is already getting a significant number, they'll do one each. Bashevi'i, on the seventh day of Sukkos, where there are only 10 karbanos to be had from the early karbanos, because again, as we said, the parim keep diminishing one at a time each day. So kulan shavin, the remaining 14 kvasim, will be allocated to the remaining 14 mishmaros, and that's simple math. If the original karbanos take care of 10, and the kvasim take care of 14, you hit your total of 24. Each of the mishmaros got a shear in the karbanos. Bashmini, on the eighth day, meaning Shmini Atzeres, chazru lepayis kivare golem. They would have new lots, new rotation. Amru, they said, Mishaikriv Parim Hayom La Yakriv Lamachar Alachozum Chalila. They would rotate who brings the Parim and who brings the Kvasim. There was a constant rotation. The Gemara, skipping down into the wide lines, about eight lines at the end of a line, Amar Rabbalazar said, Hani Shivim Parim Kineged Mi. Who do the 70 parim, the 70 bulls that keep getting less each day, so that we have a total of 70 in total, who does that correspond to? Can I get shivim umos, the 70 nations of the world? And par yechidi lama, what is the one par of Shmini Atzeres correspond to? Can I get uma yechida, to the individual nation, referring to the Jewish people. Mashal Melech Basav Adam, Sha'amar La'avadav, it's comparable to an earthly king, a human king, that would say to his servants, Asuli Su'uda Gidola, make me a great party, Liomachron, but on the last day of the festivities, he says, Amar La'ohavo, he says to his beloved, Aseli Su'uda Ketana Kedesh Ena Mimcha, just make me a small party, we'll get along just fine. In the words of the Medrash, Negalgil aniva ata b'masha nimtza, let's spend some time with each other, with whatever's around. It's fine. We don't need a great festivity. We just need to enjoy each other's company. And that's the concept of Shmini Atzeres, both in Karbanos, that it's very limited, doesn't have so much, like the first days of Sukkos, and even in Mitzvahs, it doesn't have so much. You don't need the Arba Minim in order to rejoice. You don't need the Sukkah in order to rejoice. Shmini Atzeres is bare, so to speak, of pomp and ceremony. It's just Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. We're going to spend time together. And interestingly, what spontaneously happens on such a day is that Simchas Torah gets associated with Shmini Atzeres, because it's a day that we just spend time with each other and we savor the relationship. So that's the 70 karbanos and the one karban of Shmini Atzeres. And the theme of Shmini Atzeres to simply spend time with each other, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going back to this concept of 70 nations of the world being represented by the 70 Parim, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Oy lohem le'ovdei kochavim. Woe to the nations of the world, sha'avdu, they had a great loss when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, ve'in yodima sha'avdu, and they don't even realize what they destroyed and what they lost. Bezman sha'Beis HaMikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper, when the mizbeach was standing, so we brought atonement for them. We wanted to bring blessing into the world for them, and we brought a karban for each of the nations. Va'achshav, but now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Mizbeach, mi mechaper aleihem, who's bringing karbanos for you? And Rabbi Yechanan clearly indicates that, as he understood it, the role of these 70 karbanos was truly to bring karbanos, atonement for the world, and to cause blessing for everyone. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.